I wish he'd speak to his dad about creating something, some higher ones for him. And that bit about hiding your light under a bushel. I could hardly shoehorn all my light into the Cow Palace or Madison Square Garden. So why talk about a bushel? I'd be a much more visible example if I only had a bigger stage. I'm glad he appreciates what I'm doing by calling it good works. I don't mind if they give the glory, whatever that is, to God, just so I keep on being the one they see and call example. That's quite a bit of glory, isn't it? But I still feel a bit shortchanged. I read and read and reread and studied that selfish remark Jesus made. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I can't seem to twist it. It squares with my position as light of the world. Answer and example. It always appeared to me that I means him and not me or even we. That is, I am him. It certainly should have been not less than we. Probably just a secretarial error. You know how these religious offices are. Someday you'll probably wake up to the boo-boo which happened when his word got into print. Don't spread this. But now and then I have a weak moment when I wonder whether I'm really this big. Sometimes the old light generator dims down and the answers are more like question marks. Then I think Jesus said, you are the light of the world, just as God in Genesis said, let there be light, and there was light. Then his meaning seems to be, you are the light because I, Jesus, have spoken. What I speak is, therefore, you are light. My word is reason for all being. The world will see you as light, not because of what you do or say, but because it is by my command that the world shall see what I have done for you, and also offer to all men who truly seek me. The world will receive a light of hope from even you, wretched man that you are, except for my grace. You, yes, you shall be a living example to those who have not yet found me, that my grace is sufficient for you in all your past, present, and future sinfulness, and is also therefore sufficient for them. I require that you be seen in this kind of light, this kind of example, and that you give this kind of answer to all those who will see you as light by my command only. I command also that you be not ashamed of the kind of light or example you are. Do not hide yourself. This is the good work I require of you. I, Jesus, am the way, the truth, and the light. Let this be your answer. Point to me. I am the Christ of all men forevermore. Be not concerned for personal worthiness. I value you. I wash your feet. For you I die and live constantly. Can you add to the value I have already placed on you, O foolish man? Rest in my grace. It is your crown. So I take a short rest. It never lasts very long. Most of the good old confidence soon returned. It does sound from what Jesus said that I'm not quite the man I thought I was. I didn't seem to have much trouble seeing through the sham in other men. Am I a sham too? Do they see through me? Are my lights and answers really as weird as my example, and my example as silly as Jesus said? This is good works? You must be kidding, Jesus. Sure, I'm not perfect, but I can pretend well enough so nobody will see the thin spot. I remember so well how much pretending was when I was a youngster. Maybe I haven't outgrown it. Maybe no one ever does. Great old game, let's pretend. Away I go again, full steam ahead. Being by pretending to be. Want to know something? Slowly there's getting to be some meat for me in Bonhoeffer. As quoted by Rudy Weber on page 49 of his booklet, Salty Christians. This was the book we were using. This quote is from Bonhoeffer that appeared in that book. Quote, "The Christian is not a religious self. It is only by living completely in this world that one learns to believe. One must abandon every attempt to make something of oneself, that is to understand oneself, to analyze, to evaluate or understand oneself." This is my insertion. "Whether we should not try to understand whether we are a saint, a converted sinner, a church man, a priestly type so-called, a righteous man or an unrighteous man, a sick man or a healthy one, but throw ourselves utterly into the arms of God. This is faith, and that is what makes a man and a Christian. How can success make us arrogant or failure lead us astray when we participate in the sufferings of God by living in this world?" To this, Rudy Weber adds, "To become a Christian does not mean to attain a certain degree of piety, nor to become a moral superman. Yet this I know." This is the end of Rudy Weber's quote. Now, Joe Dokes is speaking again. "Yet this I know, because they see me, even me, Joe Dokes, there will be men who will give glory unto the Father who is in heaven, because and only because Jesus said, this shall be. This is all of my light, my hope, my answer, and my example offered in faith, just as I am. I still read the book. I still go to church. I still offer imperfect answers to the needs which surround me, which I help to create, and of which I am a part. I still sin. I still do all of these things quite regularly, but none of them seem like requirements anymore. Certainly not the last one. There do not seem to be any requirements for me anymore. It increasingly seems as though someone has already fulfilled all of them. Or if there is one, it is only to admit all this as truth for me. This I, Joe Dokes, do. Having done so, I seem to be aware of a light. It's not very large, but I see it. Can it be, Lord? Can it be that others see it too? Is this the light? You said so, Jesus. Thank you. I can't tell you what a great experience Holden is for me every time I come. And how much I want to stay up here an entire summer, and how much I hope to be able to do it next year. There's a possibility, just a possibility, not more than that, that Mrs. Fanning and I might arrange to come back yet sometime this year, but I'm not making any big plans for it. I hope that each of you, when you go from Holden, are able to see yourselves in the sort of a light of the world that I attempt to portray in Joe Dokes. As you tell the Holden story to everyone you meet and witness to your faith in Jesus Christ, God go with all of you. Let's go down to someplace to get something to eat.